Welcome to the Business Coach Podcast, an advice-oriented series that tackles the top issues and opportunities facing Canada's small businesses. I'm your host, Ian Portsmouth, the editor of Profit Magazine, and we've developed this podcast in cooperation with BMO Bank of Montreal. Within just a few years of its launch in 1998, Google Inc. became a titan of the global technology industry. Today, it's a titan of all industry, not to mention a verb officially recognized by the Oxford English Dictionary. And Google's line of products and services has quickly expanded from a simple yet powerful search engine into a wide array of offerings that help people and businesses find information, collaborate, and communicate. In recent years, Google has placed increased emphasis on serving the small business market. Joining me to explain what Google means to small businesses and how companies can leverage its products and services is Andrew Swartz of Google Canada in Toronto. Andrew, welcome to the Business Coach Podcast.
Thank you very much.
So, Andrew, as a follower of the small business marketplace in Canada, I have noticed that Google has demonstrated an increased interest in reaching small business owners. What's Google's strategy for the SMB market, and why is Google interested in small businesses?
Well, I should say that Google's actually been interested for quite a long time, particularly in Canada. There's a big discrepancy between the numbers of Canadians that are online and active users of the internet and the number of businesses that are actually taking advantage of the opportunity that is online. So some of our research has shown that half of all small businesses in Canada don't even have a website. We've looked at this and we said, well, obviously a robust online ecosystem is beneficial to Google, but it's also beneficial to the economy. And so we are looking at ways that we can extend our support to small businesses.
I think to most observers, they would look at Google and think that there is a suite of products there that are highly interrelated. Would Google like businesses to really depend on Google for their operations and their growth?
Google has a number of products that work quite well, that are ingrained in a lot of the activities that people do online, such as using Google to search for information and being able to place ads against those searches is one of the primary activities that people use Google tools to advertise for. You know, we're not looking to lock users in any particular way, but we do have a product offering that allows small businesses in particular to take advantage and level a playing field between larger businesses and other small businesses on the same scale. And I think that's the beauty of the internet. And I think there's a lot of really beneficial tools online that Google has as well as other companies. And, you know, I think we're really looking at fostering a rich online ecosystem, particularly in Canada.
Now, you mentioned earlier that about half of Canadian businesses or business entities aren't online. They don't have their own website. And that was the driving force behind the Get Your Business Online program, which Google launched with some partners last year. Can you tell us what GYBO, as it's called, is and when that offer expires, if at all?
Absolutely. Last March, we launched the Get Your Business Online program, which offers businesses a free website and hosting and a free .ca domain for 1 year. This is actually an ongoing initiative, so we don't have plans at this time to end it. So you can go to gybo.ca and actually sign up today for your free website and domain. We also offer resources there in terms of understanding how to set up your website. It's very simple to do. And additionally, we're offering a $75 credit for Google AdWords to get you started with online advertising to see if that's something that would work for your business. One of the things that prompted this initiative is our research showing that the reasons why half of small businesses don't have websites in Canada is that they think it's too difficult and it's too expensive. So what we've tried to do is eliminate those barriers and make it free and make it easy to do.
Another thing that launched last year is Google Plus to great fanfare. What is it in a nutshell? And how does it differ from other popular social media sites like Facebook and LinkedIn for the small business owner?
Google Plus is a project that aims to make sharing on the web more like sharing in the real world. So you share different things with different people in the real world, but in a social network, you tend to share with everyone who you're connected to. So Google Plus will have an impact on how people interact across all of Google. So by forming a relationship with users, knowing their identity better and understanding them, we can improve the entire Google experience, not from just one destination site, but from all of our products, so Google Search, YouTube, across all of Google's products. So it's really early days still, but our goal is to actually transform the overall Google experience and change the way people actually share information.
Now, from the perspective of an entrepreneur or an executive, what's the opportunity for Google Plus? For instance, Google Plus has company pages now, correct?
That's true, yes.
And how would those be used to reach an audience?
Well, there are a number of different ways that brands are already using Google Plus to connect with their audience. The first would be circles, which is the way that you would share with different people. So if you have different groups of people who have different interests, you can actually segment them and actually share different messaging with those people. And it actually makes a lot of sense. Brands take a lot of time to craft their marketing messaging and target it to very specific individuals. And now you have that ability to do this. An example of a company who's actually doing this is Intel. And they've actually asked their followers on Google Plus which circles they want to be in so that they can get the most relevant messaging to them. So they have a circle for their technical followers, and those are the people who can get advanced tips. Well, they also have a circle for the press so that they can give up-to-date news from their newsroom circle. Another way that entrepreneurs, executives, and small businesses can be using Google Plus is through Hangouts. So it's one thing to actually comment, but it's another thing to actually have a real conversation with your customers. So nothing really beats face-to-face interaction, and Hangouts actually allow you to have real conversations with your customers across the globe through group video chat. If you create a video on YouTube that you want your customers to watch, you can actually hold a Hangout and actually watch it live with your customers together. And so a couple other examples of how businesses are doing this. Macy's has had a Hangout where they invited customers to ask questions of fashion bloggers. And Samsung is actually using Hangouts as a customer service tool. So they'll hold Hangouts and they'll schedule a Hangout and say, come join if you have questions about your product. Come and, you know, we'll do a little customer service and help desk situation.
Another product that business owners in Canada might not be very familiar with is Google Places. In a nutshell, can you tell us what Google Places is and what value it brings to a business owner?
Google Places is a free listing that puts your business on Google Maps and allows you to be found much more easily. And I think for any business that has a physical location, this is actually a no-brainer. You input your business information, you can put in your hours, it allows people to post reviews, you can put in pictures, all the information that you want people to know about your business. And it's an enhancement to not just having a website, but also when someone's on Google and they're searching or on Google Maps and are looking for that hardware store near me, and you're that small hardware store, you can actually have your information up there, show up on Google Maps, and have all the relevant information, what your hours are, what products you carry, and all of the pertinent information to your business. So it's a free tool, so I would encourage any business with a physical location to actually get a Google Places listing.
Google's a pioneer in pay-per-click advertising, and most people know about the AdWords product. What, if anything, is new about AdWords?
Google AdWords actually is always improving and changing our search ads offerings. So we're constantly testing new ad formats and new features, like including product images, including business addresses so that people can click directly into a map to see where the business is located, including phone numbers. So we have new ad formats that are click-to-call ads that you can, if you're on your mobile device and you're searching on Google, and that ad pops up, there will be a number, you can click right into it and use your phone to actually speak directly to the business. There's a number of ad formats. We're improving the usability of AdWords to make it even easier. We're providing automated rules. Essentially, AdWords is a constantly evolving product. So originally, it used to just be search advertising. You would want your ads to show up next to search results on Google, and you would use Google AdWords. Now you can use Google AdWords to control your display advertising across, not just on Google, but across the Google Display Network, which is hundreds of thousands of sites across the internet. You can also advertise against search results on YouTube, and you can also do mobile advertising through Google AdWords. So it's a very robust system, and it's one that keeps evolving and keeps changing to meet the demands of the ongoing changes in the advertising ecosystem.
Now, finally, Andrew, is there anything coming up from Google that small business owners are going to be interested in knowing about?
We're continuing to support our GYBO program, your Get Your Business Online program, and we do have some exciting announcements that will be forthcoming. There's nothing I can actually share at this time, but it's something that we're going to continue to support, invest in small business in Canada, help grow that ecosystem. So stay tuned, and there will be some exciting things coming out in the near future.
Andrew, thanks for joining the Business Coach podcast.
Thank you.
Andrew Schwartz is a spokesperson for Google Canada in Toronto. That's it for this episode of the Business Coach Podcast. Be sure to check out other episodes, which you can download from BMO.com/coach, ProfitGuide.com, and iTunes. For other tools to help you build your business, visit the BMO Smart Steps for Business community at BMO.com/smartbusinessowners. Until next time, I'm Ian Portsmouth, the editor of Profit Magazine, wishing you continued success.